Coddersill's kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
Right, let's look back at a rather depressing weekend of football, both for Liverpool and Everton. Plenty of talking points. So to wade through them with me, Chris Bascom from the Daily Telegraph. Morning to you, Chris.
Morning, Steve.
Wasn't ideal, was it? Let's start with Liverpool. Wow. You were at the Etihad, is that right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, let's start with the red card then. Look, plenty of sort of arguments, debates about this one as to whether Sadio Mane deserves to be sent off for the incident. No one can question that his foot was high. But look, did he mean it? Does that matter? What was it, a straight red, and is it a three-game ban?
I think it's one of those when it happens at the time, especially the way the game was going, it was such a high-level, quite balanced game. Your media thought is that's the wrong decision, you know, and clearly it wasn't intended. I think the fact the goalkeeper rushes out and puts his head there is a factor as well. And then you see the replays, and you know the way they are in it nowadays, you know, and they make the slow motions and the camera lens is so focused on it, and it looks worse every time you look at it. And you know, you think of the protection of the players, and I just think in the end, to be quite honest, after that few hours, people talking about it, I just thought, you know, I can't be bothered. the game's gone, you know. I mean, in the heat of the moment, the emotion of the moment, it's, you know, if you're a Liverpool supporter, definitely not. But if you're a City supporter, it definitely is. And these decisions go for you sometimes and against you. And I just thought it was a shame for the game, really. And I thought it was a shame because it meant we couldn't really make a proper, fair judgment on where both these teams are standing. You know, it just made it a one-sided contest. And I think, you know, Jürgen Klopp was absolutely right to say it was an accident, it was unlucky. But at the same time, if it happens to your own goalkeeper, you're probably thinking, you know, where'd you draw the line? You know, it's dangerous play. So, I mean, it sounds like I'm sitting on the fence, but, yeah, you know, I kind of can see both sides of it, really.
It's not excessive force, is it? It's definitely an accident.
Look, when it happened, like everybody else who's there with kind of Merseyside affiliations, you think that's a terrible decision, you know, I can't believe he sent him off for that. And then a few hours later, when really the whole depression of the whole afternoon has sunk in, you kind of like become a bit more ambivalent about it. But yeah, I think three game bans are a bit harsh or something like that. I think, you know, the different, you know, I think the stand, you know, you see some shockers, you know, deliberate, you know, 2-footer tackles that can, you know, put a player out for months. And you see something like that, which is clearly just the guy going for the ball, his eye on the ball. And you do wonder, should there be a margin to say, okay, you've been sent off and you missed the rest of that game, which basically cost your team the match. And is that enough? You know, do you need to have another game ban? You need a three game ban for it? You know, I think that's something where the disciplinary kind of procedures could be looked at again, because I don't think you should get banned for three games for that particularly.
It seems excessive. I think we've seen worse sendings off, though, haven't we, than that? So maybe we shouldn't complain.
You know, somebody goes and punches somebody tomorrow, maybe, you know, certainly somebody goes into the 2-footed lunge tomorrow and breaks somebody's ankle, they'll get a three-game ban as well. And I don't think, you know, I don't think they're comparable. So, you know, I think Liverpool were punished enough, really, by what happened in the next 60 minutes of the game.
It ruined a showpiece, didn't it? I mean, the start of the game, we saw Liverpool with some good periods, City with a few good periods as well, and you felt it was turning into quite a battle.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of felt it was only a matter of time before Liverpool scored. You know, the fact that Mane's running through, having, you know, I thought Stones and Otamendi started the game really poorly. But, you know, once today were down to 10 men, City just completely, you know, dominated, and that was a worry as well. I think, you know, the having 10 men explains the defeat. It doesn't explain the margin of defeat. I think Liverpool, I think we felt for a long time, this is the ride you're going to be on with Jürgen Klopp's side. You know, it's an attacking side. I don't think the players knew particularly what to do when it came to damage limitation. That's the philosophy of the club now, and it's hugely exciting. And I think you're going to have to take the rough with the smooth on this, because I think you're going to see some fantastic football with Liverpool. I think sometimes when maybe a little bit more of a measured defensive approach is going to be required, I'm not sure they've got the steel for that, but, you know, it's still going to be quite thrilling to watch. I think you always feel when you go to a Liverpool game, you're going to see goals one way or the other. And, you know, I kind of felt going to the game it was going to be maybe more 3-3 rather than 5-0, but unfortunately, that's how it went.
Although, as you put in your match report, it's very rare Jürgen Klopp is on the end of a scoreline like that, will he be able to brush over it quite quickly with the players?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, it's like nowadays you have to analyse everything, don't you, so much. And I see all this about, oh, this proves Liverpool should have signed a centre-back. And maybe we're going to get evidence of why they should have done over the next few weeks and months. But I don't think you can use that game particularly. I mean, OK, the centre-back didn't play well. The midfield didn't play well either, you know. You know, Mo Salah's better on his right foot. You know, he would have had a better game. So I think it's very simplistic to say, oh, this proves how they made a massive mistake. You just can't judge that game, what happened once Mane went, got sent off, about what's going to happen over the next few weeks or months. And, you know, they may have played Manchester City. That's possibly the worst place to have gone, to be down to 10 men, because they are clearly City and Liverpool, the two most attacking teams in the country. And City know how to punish you if you are, you know, if you're a man down. You know, we saw City with 10 men against Everton a few weeks ago. You know, they were the side going forward looking for the win. So, you know, I think on another side, on another day, even being down to 10 men maybe wouldn't have impacted so much as it did on that particular game. But you just knew, you could just see the confidence and belief drain from the players as Mane walked off the pitch.
Yeah, I think that's one of the questions and one of the debates was how did Liverpool fare with 10 men? Did you see a reaction in the eyes or the attitude or the players that were on the pitch? But it's quite hard to gauge because of the opponents.
Exactly. You know, the only positive from that game is that you don't have to go to Man City again this season, you know. And when they come to Anfield, it will be a completely different set of circumstances. And Liverpool are just as capable of beating those sides in the same way if they've got that kind of advantage. You know, a fee for any side coming to Anfield reduced to 10 men as well. So I just think it's an isolated game. OK, if over the next few weeks there are similar issues emerge, we can maybe look at it in a bit more detail. But I just don't think you can reach any conclusions based on that game that, oh, this is going to not be as good as a season as you think, or, you know, City are going to be so much better than Liverpool. I just thought it was, you know, an incident which completely changed the game. And yes, there's no doubt about it, Liverpool were not so good when it came to damage limitation. And I don't think that type of team that, you know, City does particularly well playing a defensive game. And they're just not used to it. And, you know, maybe that's something that they will have to work on and train in case these kind of things happen again. You know, start training with 10 against 11 just in case, because certainly in Europe, you know, you're going to come against in away games. These kind of teams who can take you apart if you give them an inch. You know.
So it's Europe next. Sevilla on Wednesday night. Yeah. Philip Coutinho wasn't considered ready for a return at the Etihad, but you would presume there will be an involvement on Wednesday night?
Yeah, I kind of felt it with every goal that went in the second half. Coutinho's comeback was brought forward 24 hours earlier. You know, I don't think anyone was really arguing about not using him at the weekend. You know, the side had just battered Arsenal. Why rush him back? But now, you know, especially with Mane going to be, he's not suspended for Wednesday, but he's going to be at the weekend. So you need to get Coutinho back into the groove of things. And I think what happened on Saturday probably is good news for Coutinho, because it's going to, if anyone was ambivalent about whether he should come back in the team, I'm not sure many people were, but if they were, they're going to be, you know, standing up and applauding when he gets on the pitch on Wednesday again, because you see how much he's needed, you know, what he's going to bring to the side. And that, again, that's the positive from Liverpool's perspective. It's not like they haven't got, you know, a massive player to come back into the team. And what a great game to have to bounce back in straight away, you know, rather than stewing on it for a week and waiting for Burnley to come to town. The kind of game that they waited all season for last year. Perfect.
Clubs put lots of pictures out of him in training, just looking very relaxed, very, very at ease with his life back in the Liverpool training camp. Are you led to believe he's just quite happy to settle back in and get on with it?
Definitely. I mean, this is what happened. This is football now. You know, they'll use every strategy and political trick in the book to get what they want while they can. As soon as the window's shut, you know, we might only be a matter of weeks away from the. It was all a misunderstanding interview. You know, I don't know how his PR team were working, but you know, that's what kind of happens. And you just see him for what he is when he's on the pitch doing a job for your team. You know, fantastic footballer who'll want, you know, who's ambitious, who'll want to win stuff at Liverpool and whatever the future may hold. And yeah, Liverpool just want him on the pitch as soon as possible. You know, not being any nonsense about demanding apologies or this, that or the other. You know, it's a business. He wanted out. Liverpool didn't want to sell him. They didn't sell him. Now he's still here. He'll get on with the job. And, you know, I'm sure he'll have a fantastic season for Liverpool, because he's just been getting better and better, hasn't he? And you know, you saw how valued he is around Europe with the kind of bid that we're into.
Some thoughts on Everton as well, Chris. Everyone was saying when the transfer window shut that the problem was no striker. I mean, the stats back this up now, particularly against a Tottenham. But if you look at the four games they played, just six shots on goal in four games. I mean, that says it all, doesn't it? They're missing an integral part of the side.
Yeah, that is a worry. Like you say, with Liverpool, with the centre back, you know, maybe with Everton, it is a bit more of a trend at the moment, and it will be a concern. You know, it's not as though it wasn't flagged up, even by the manager. I think the difference maybe with Koeman and Klopp never really went on that much about centre backs, but Koeman made it quite clear he wanted a strike, and he didn't get one. And again, though, I mean, Spurs are a fantastic side, so it's one of the, you know, trickier games you're playing this season, but it's something that needs to be remedied. And obviously the one thing they have got now is goals from midfield, but I didn't see the game because it was at the Liverpool City game, but from all accounts it did look as though they were a bit blunt where it matters. And I think you know, that Koeman's going to have to really get the drawing board out and show his technical acumen, you know, to get goals in that team and make sure they can turn it around a bit.
Well, it's going to demand something special from him, isn't it? I mean, I know you said there's goals from midfield, but so far, you know, with Rooney and Sandro and Calvert-Lewin, it's not a team that you would feel at the moment has enough up front to make that forceful challenge on the top 5-6.
Well, that's how it's starting to look a little, yeah. You know, obviously, Everton looking to sort of make that leap forward this year, but at the same time, just because you buy all these players, it doesn't always gel straight away. And I think, you know, look at the players he brought in. They've done pretty well, haven't they? I mean, you know, the goalkeeper looked great. You know, Michael Keane had a good start. You know, Sigurdsson, you'd expect he is going to get goals over the course of the season. So it is going to take a little bit of time. And I think it's just a bit of a shame that last final piece that you do need, which is somebody who's going to, you know, bang in those goals for you, will that undermine, you know, the strengthening of other areas? But, yeah, I think Koeman's so clever. You know, I think he will find a way, and maybe there'll be a bit more grind and results for Everton this season. But I think the one thing you surprised and upset, you would expect Everton to be tougher to beat, certainly at Goodison.
Yes.
They certainly didn't. I think it was only one defeat last season at home. So that was the most surprising aspect of what happened in terms of, you know, seeing the result, because I haven't seen the game. But I do think with Koeman will find an answer to it, and you know, and again, at least an opportunity in Europe to sort of bounce back straight away and just put it behind.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk, your one stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.